For Chasm Radio, I am Farm Director Joel Gill at FarmFest, and once again at the Minnesota Soybean Tent here at FarmFest this Wednesday edition. Beautiful day. Tom Slenica joining us. And Tom, what a fantastic environment here at FarmFest once again in Minnesota Soybean. You guys really have a lot of coals in the fire, but it's great. It's all benefiting the soybean folks.
You know, it's been another amazing year. We thought we had a great booth last year. This year is even better. We've got more products that you can touch and feel and actually see that checkoff investment paying off just right here in our booth.
You can see it from research. Dr. Kia had a chance to speak to him. You filled me in on some of the Ohio Lake measures the soybean industry is taking. Boy, if that can catch on and multiply and domino effect, what a great avenue for folks.
You know, the Ohio Lake movement started about 10 years ago in earnest and really got some traction here the last couple of years. Farmers are able to plant Pioneer Plenish beans today. And if you were able to stop into the booth today, you'd actually be able to get a coupon, go over and get either corn dog or some cheese curds cooked in that oil. And it is amazing the flavor that oil creates. The vendors here love it. It extends their fryer life by 2x. So we've created a product that's healthier and a better value. That's a heck of a combination.
You guys are fixing a need or answering a want out there in the food service industry.
Yes, we certainly are, and we're really pleased with the Pioneer bean, and we're even more excited about the bean that we're going to have available in a couple years. It's a bean that was created by Checkoff Investments at the U of M. It's a non-GMO. That's because creating GMOs are very, very expensive, but we've created a non-GMO version of the high oleic. And the real advantage to this bean is because of our northern climates, that bean also delivers omega-3 oil capabilities right within the same package. So you get an oil without trans fats, like all high oleics, and you get omega-3s. And we think the food industry is going to really grab onto this, and we think it's going to create a whole lot of new markets that we don't have today.
Tom, talk about what we're standing on here under the Minnesota Soybean Tent. Describe everything behind this and what's going into what's under our feet here.
Yeah, so we've been working with a company here for a few years. It was an invention that was helped started by AURI, and they created a product called Replay and another product called BioStripe. So in our tent this year, we actually asphalted underneath our tent, and then we applied Replay onto it, and we also BioStriped it as well. So what Replay does is it'll add 30% to the life of your road. So you think about all the blacktop county roads that you drive on to and from work, and you think about how much your taxes go to keep those roads up, now save 30%. And by the way, while you're doing it, you're utilizing the beans that are growing in the field right next to it. It is an amazing product. It just uses soybean oil and several other additives, and it keeps the road a little softer, a little more pliable. So in our harsh winters, we don't get all the cracking and potholes that occur. So it extends the life of that road. In fact, if they apply it every 3 to 5 years, it's possible you'll never have to chip seal that road again.
Tom, another added value, and I know recently, too, you did some traveling. Was it to the Far East? Describe those travels you had.
Yeah, I went on a trip with the Department of Ag to Taiwan, and it was really an amazing trip. You know, we at Checkoff, we often do trips like this. We send farmers over. We invite trade groups over. This one was particularly interesting for me because with everything that's going on with the tariffs, it was really great to hear from the owners of the companies that are going to have to pay that 25%. And let me just share with everybody that the Taiwanese feed millers and processors, they want U.S. soy. They know the quality is better than South American soy, and they want to buy the soy, and they're going to do everything they can. You know, that culture is heavily dependent upon relationships. Price is important, but relationships weigh even more. And for the years that we've invested in getting to know these folks, for them to say in the midst of this trade battle that they want U.S. soy is very important.
Whether it's a See for Yourself tour, whether it's visiting with local politicians, a lot of that going on at FarmFest, you're cultivating those relationships constantly, aren't you?
Well, we try awfully hard at it. It's one of the main things that we do here. At the booth this year, we've had Everybody who's running for office has been through this booth. They want to know what our farmers think. They want to know what our leadership thinks the direction should be. And while they're here, we make sure that they understand that if they do get in office, what we expect them to fight for agriculture first, not second. That agriculture is what this state is built on, and that when they get into office, we don't want to put any other interest groups in front of ours, because they're there because of ag, and ag will be there long after them.
Finally, Tom, folks are going to get a firsthand view of this truck that's here under the tent. It's going to hit the air here any day now in August, and those episodes with the Diesel Brothers are going to start to go on.
I tell you, we just couldn't be more excited about what occurred this year in our promotion. It actually started last year at this tent. People would have had the chance to meet the Diesel Brothers, the stars of Discovery Channel, the Diesel Sellers. That show is going to air this month in August. It's not only going to air once, but it's twice. There's two segments. And that's because the farmers of Minnesota turned out for these guys. When these stars came and the producers came, they opened up their farms, they let them drive their tractors, they let them do things that most visitors never get to do. You'll actually see them racing tractors around. And the message that they're taking forward to well over 10 million people is the importance of U.S. agriculture to our fuel complex as well as our food. They're going to see soybeans being planted. They're going to see them being harvested. They're going to see biodiesel being made. And so we're reaching an audience that we would never be able to reach if it wasn't for big old Indominus sitting over there in the corner.
And once again, I bet the reactions have been great since you've had this truck, I mean, as busy as can be this summer.
Everybody looks at that truck. I've had the opportunity to drive it a couple times, and it's amazing how many people will pull out their cell phones and take pictures. And please don't do that when you're driving. I've seen you do it. You gotta be careful. But the truck is big and bold, and it sends a message about how important biodiesel is. And I hope that farmers remember that this type of promotion is necessary for us to move, you know, the billions of bushels that we're creating. It's one thing to grow them. It's another thing to sell them.
Tom Slenica joining us from the Minnesota Soybean Tent here at FarmFest for Chasm Radio. I'm Joe Gill.